TFM, 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJOFM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. I pray that everyone is having a great morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, for truly you are a great God. Now, God, we ask in that you will have thine own way, O God. Lord, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. O gracious Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you on this morning for keeping us from danger seen and from danger unseen. God, we love you with the everlasting love, God. God, our faith and our hope is in you. God, give us a word of encouragement, O God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, I want you to turn it to Judges, the 6th chapter and the 15th verse. Judges, 6th chapter and the 15th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Judges 6th chapter and 15th verse. And it says, "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Too often we don't realize that our self-image has been damaged. We've been through hurts and disappointments, and we also made some mistakes. Then we wonder why we can't rise higher. You see, it's similar to what happened with Gideon when an angel showed up and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." He was afraid and he was hiding from the enemy. He was saying, "I am the least in my entire family. Why choose me? You can choose anybody else." But he had replied to, "I am the weakest of the clan in the whole tribe." He felt like he wasn't even worthy. And you know, people of God, there are times when we may feel like we are unworthy, that we can't handle the assignment that God has placed on us. We feel like we're not ready because of the disappointments we have encountered, the hurts that we went through, and the mistake we made. We feel like we're not ready. We feel like we can't do it. We have the spirit of giving up. God wouldn't have given us the assignment if he didn't think we couldn't do it. But we must remember this, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We can't do anything in our own strength. You see, Gideon's image was least one, the poorest, the defeated, and can't do anything great. He felt like he can't do anything. He was just walking around here feeling sorry for himself. That's the way he looked at himself, his image. But the way God looked at him, and this is how God is looking at us now. God looked at him as a mighty hero. Fearless, he was courage, a man of courage. He was a history maker. God see you as a person that can change the world, that you can make a difference in someone else's life, that you can make a difference in this world. God sees you as a go-getter, that you won't let nothing or nobody hold you down, despite of what they saying, despite of what they did to you, how they hurt you. You allowed your pain to teach you a lesson. Come on here, somebody. You didn't let the situation break you, but instead you let it made you. You let it build you. But see, you have to see what God sees. Oh, my God. You can't keep your damaged image and have God's image at the same time. You can't keep what you feel about yourself and have what God feel about you at the same time. One of them is going to have to go. You either going to believe God about yourself or you're not going to believe it. It's time to get your confidence back. It's time to get your strength back. It's time to rise up above the ashes and allow beauty, oh my God, to overtake you. You see, here are some things to note about Gideon's response in Judges 6 and 15. Number one was self-doubt. Gideon expresses feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt, questioning how someone as insignificant as he could be used to deliver Israel. God can use you. You may think you small, but he can use you in a great and mighty way. Come on here, somebody. Fear. Gideon is characterized by fear and inadequacy. When God calls you, he also equips you for the call. He equips you for the assignment. Come on here, somebody. He is not just gonna call you without equipping you first. Many of us wants to go out there and do it without allowing God to equip us first. God, I can't do it, but I know through you, you will equip me for this assignment. And then Gideon, despite of the fear, he also has little and no self-confidence in himself. He didn't have the confidence to know that I can do this thing. I see everybody else doing it. But I got to believe in myself that whatsoever God called me to do, I'm going to do it well. I'm going to do it in the spirit of excellence. I'm not going to let my God down because why? I am representing God. Come on here, somebody. I always say, and my pastor always say, whatever we do, do it in the spirit of excellence. And that word excellence have been embedded in my spirit. How I walk, how I dress, how I present myself to others. It is in a spirit of excellence. That's why, people of God, you got to protect your character. You got to protect your integrity as well. You can't be everywhere. You can't go every place. You can't say certain things. Because why? You are representing God. And there's another thing. There was tension between self-perception and faith. Get this. There was tension between self-perception and faith. Now, Gideon's initial reluctance underscores his feelings of inadequacy, believing he is the least qualified to lead Israel against the Midianites. Despite Gideon's apparent lack of influence or power, the Lord called him mighty and commanded him to save Israel from the Midianites. People of God, it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what other people say about you. What did God say? What does God say about you? See, you can't get caught up in what's going on in the world. Yes, you can't get caught up. We got to stay focused on God. We got to stay rooted in His Word. We got to see how God sees us. You have to give God your image. You have to tell Him, Lord, it's not my will, but your will be done. Let Him control how you see yourself. Not the media, not your family, not your job, not your critics, but let God control how you see yourself. God knows what's in you, and He will help you become what you need to be. Is a wrong image keeping you from your greatness? Have you believed lies such as you too old, you too young, you're not smart enough, you're not gifted? But that's okay. You're right where Gideon was. You can still become a mighty hero. Give God your image. See yourself the way He sees you. Let us pray. Father, thank You for the call to get our hopes up, to start expecting things to change, to wake up what You have placed in us. Thank You that we are not limited by our past, by dysfunction passed down through our family, or by what others have said about us. Father God, we believe that You are going to help us rise up and be mighty heroes. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, I need you to mark your calendars. Revival, entitled The Watchman, Matthew 24 and 42, November 21st through the 23rd, 6 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The speakers are Minister Sandra Rowland of Zion Hill Church Family, Pineville, Louisiana, Pastors Jerry and Patricia Watkins of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries, Alexandria, Louisiana, and Pastor Geneva Robeson of Open Door Worldwide Fellowship Ministries of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's November the 21st through the 23rd at 6 p.m. Host Pastor Elvira Brevel at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria. Now, calling all cast, casting call for the play Hidden Love Affair. We need actors, actresses, potential actors, singers, musicians, stagehands, you name it, we need it. Auditions to be held November the 14th, 19th, and the 21st at the Zion Hill Church Family Theater at 5 p.m. The Hidden Love Affair is a play about David and Bathsheba, and the performance will be in the spring of 2025 at the Carlin Sinus Performing Arts Center. For more information, you can contact 318-542-3417. Now, remember, I love you. Yes,